you know, there's only so much work we as the Bryant Park Project can do. You think it's easy putting 2 hours of radio on the air every day? Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get sick. Most of the time we get lazy, caught up in Britney Spears stories or the most or the big story. And sometimes we find a story that someone else wrote and it makes us ache with jealousy. We take those stories, we puree them, pour them into a little BPP-shaped jello mold, refrigerate overnight. And what's there in the morning? A segment we called Ripped from the Headlines. Now, for most basketball players of a certain ability, the NBA is the ultimate goal. But what about those guys who aren't at the level of LeBron James? A writer named David Roth wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal about one guy who found himself playing in an unusual overseas league. David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I'm sorry to make you ache with jealousy.
I'm aching because I loved your story and I loved the guy that you wrote it about. Tell me how you got into the story. Are you a huge fan of international basketball?
Well, it's fine. I'm just a huge fan of basketball in general. And part of that, I guess, if you're a big fan of college ball, is you sort of half the dudes that you're big fans of sort of seem to disappear when they leave school.
Right.
And they don't necessarily wind up, you know, disappearing forever, you know, buying a, you know, working at a car dealership or whatever. And the way I found out about Josh Moore, who's the fellow I wrote the story about.
Subject of your article.
Yeah. I was reading on a blog at ESPN.com called True Hoop that was sort of, you know, they have a little bullet point thing every mm-hmm. day. And there was a brief little mention in there about a former NBA player playing in Iran. And it linked to a video interview that Josh did.
Hold on.
Okay.
Two things. Did you know Josh Moore before the hand? Did the name resonate with you?
It sort of did, I think. I mean, he had played at Michigan for 2 years,
right.
And he's also from my home state. He played at, which is New Jersey, and he played at St. Anthony's High School, which is
the legendary high school coached by Bobby Hurley Sr.,
yeah.
You know, the guy from Duke's father. And the second thing you said is he played in Iran?
Yes, he did play in Iran.
That must have gotten your interest.
He's also played in China, too. He's played for, suited up in quite a few quasi-enemies of the state.
I got good news. Josh.
Morning.
Are you there? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Mike.
Wow. What a great article. And you have a blog, which is pretty much the best blog by a professional athlete I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Give me the short answer to this, because I kind of have a sense of the long answer. But how'd you wind up playing in Iran? Meaning, the day before you made the decision, did you have one of those pros and cons lists?
Well, the short answer would be I went to the Green Lens and hung a left. The long answer would be, it just stumbled upon me. It was something that just stumbled upon me, and I actually rejected it for a whole month.
Because it was Iran?
Because it was Iran. You know, you watch Syriana, you watch Babel, and that's the last place you want to go was the Middle East.
Yeah.
And having a family, it was a tough sell for a while, but... You know, once we finally bought into it, it was a memorable experience.
Oh, sure. What's the quality of basketball like there?
It's like a men's league in Compton. Seriously, people laugh when I tell them that it's a men's league at best. But the locals are really enthused about it. I think it's slowly replacing soccer in that market, which is huge for basketball to do. I have some footage on my site where you can actually take a look at and just see the atmosphere of the crowd support. I mean, the people there love basketball, but it's a growing league. It's only 5 years old, so it's still developing. I really think the next crop of talent that comes out of Iran is going to be good. And on top of that, their youth team just qualified for the Olympics in the Asia Games. So they're coming a long way, but the quality of the league isn't that good.
Right, and you're a guy who played in the NBA. And I read a couple things. I think Wikipedia might have this wrong, because I also read the book about St. Anthony's. I know you're Shaq-like in your dimensions, and you know Shaq well, but are you related to Shaq?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is actually my second cousin.
So you're the only guy in the universe who not only could wear Shaq's hand-me-downs, but literally did. Is that right?
And I still do.
Like hand-me-down giant rings and necklaces? Or?
Oh, please. I've been begging for those for a decade now. I just want everything he bought his rookie year. That's all I want.
Yeah, right. I know. You can't ask for too much. But the other thing is the blogging aspect shows that you're a basketball player, but you're, I think, kind of an unprecedented cultural ambassador. And that works two ways. What's their reaction been to you?
Well, you know what? They were it's really funny when you hear about the Middle East. So many players go over there, and the numbers are cutting back because of all of the conflict. But players go over there every year without armed security guards or armored trucks and things of that nature. And the society and the culture really just embrace those kids. You know, they really take them in. They really protect them. You never hear about incidences. So, you know, they took to me really well. You know, I was really surprised. But I have that type of personality where if you're around me for longer than 5 minutes and don't smile, something has to be wrong with you.
The funny thing is, I mean, I've only read a million articles about Iran, and you always see the women in headgear. There are so many pictures on your site in people's homes, and you couldn't, unless you look hard at the furniture. I mean, it's women in Western-style dress. It's people, I don't know what's in the cups, but, you know, lifting a beverage, and everyone has their arms around you.
Right.
And it seems like everyone's getting along really well. And I know on your blog you said something about that. You find that Iranians like you or like America? What was your finding?
No, Iranian people really like America. I mean, if you really look closely at a lot of the pictures, a lot of the people have on a knockoff of American gear, as David so eloquently phrased it.
You stop.
but they really like the culture. They listen to a lot of the music. They bootleg all of the movies. So, you know, everything is there. They had a lot of opinions. You know, like I had an interesting mini interview on a plane with a guy going from one small city to the next. And it started out as somewhat of an interrogation about what's going on in our culture. And it turned out to be, you know, like Eddie Murphy Raw, because the guy was so funny. I mean, the people have a lot of opinions about what's going on, and they really are keen to what's going on in our country. So.
Dave, is what we're hearing from Josh's personality in his blog, did that jump out at you as, oh, I got to write it? But forget the fact that he's a 7'2" guy who played in the NBA and is now in Iran. I got to get to know this guy.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that you can forget that he's a 7'2" guy that played in Iran, definitely. I mean, like, I don't think it could have been easier. I just knew from the first moment I emailed him. I was put in touch with Josh by this guy, Ellie Sekbach, who'd done video interviews with him.
Yeah.
And from the first email,
I
was like,
videos.
This is going to be easy.
Yeah. Well, hold on, because, Josh, I want to ask you a couple more questions. We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and talk with Dave Roth and Josh Moore on the Bryant Park Project. Back on the BPP, talking with Dave Roth, who wrote a great article in the Wall Street Journal about Josh Moore, former NBA player, is in Iran. Josh is with us, too. Josh, when you found yourself in Iran, I get the impression that you really found yourself in Iran. I think you wrote on the blog that blogging itself kind of made you get out of the professional athlete trap of just plugging in your iPod, playing your Xbox, and not taking note of the world around you. Did the blog really help you, you know, notice things and get more plugged in?
The blog and food poisoning. You know, when you're sick and you can't do anything but rest, and then you can't play either. You know, you're almost forced to take in.
How long was the food poisoning?
Oh well, I mean, it was actually an intestinal infection, and I figured out once I got back that I had a parasite. So it's ongoing, but I'm healthy enough to compete. But
it sidelined you for a while.
It sidelined me for a while, right. So, I was forced to take in the culture and I was forced to take in the society. But when I went there, I mean, that was my full intention from day one, was to really get to understand it. And then before I left, my wife was really, really interested in being a part of the trip. And so I figured the way that I could allow my wife and my six-year-old to see Iran was to take video and to take pictures. And you know, I'm not the photographer. If you look at my video footage, it's really bumpy and raw because, you know, that's usually her job.
Right.
So,
but at least, you know, one of your giant thumbs is not obscuring the pictures. And, and the blog's really cool because it does what blogs are supposed to do. Updates often, talks about lots of different things, and has opinions. The number one posting on your blog right now, I'm there, is Obama wins Iowa. When's the last time you heard an athlete outside of maybe Charles Barkley holding forth on, you know, current events with something to say? I see that you noticed the same thing I noticed about his speech was that you, in general, are pretty impressed, but then you said something about the give it up moment.
Right. Yeah. That is. You know, I haven't tipped my hand yet, as opposed to who I'm voting to. I haven't made that decision yet, but I didn't like that. You
the
know?
Give it up moment is when Howie introduced his wife Michelle. He didn't say, "And now my lovely wife." He said,
"Give it up.
Give it up."
Like Arsenio, didn't he? All he had to say was woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, I thought maybe the old labor guys behind him would do the fist pumping. And the other thing about your blog, when I talk about honesty, it's not just on world events. I kind of couldn't believe you wrote this. I said, you're a brave guy. I mean, you call out by name current NBA coaches. is. Like the coach of the Phoenix Suns is saying, if he was any good, they would have already won. Have you just written off a chance of ever playing for Mike D'Antonio?
Well, I mean, I'm over 6'9", so I don't think it's a chance I'd ever play for him anyway.
I see. You blast the guys who like only the short players. Yeah.
No, you know, he does a great job. I must say, he really does do a great job in Phoenix. And what he's been able to do with the cast that he has been remarkable. But the game is changing. It's changing a lot from what what I grew up watching. You know, I'm a product of the 80s. I grew up watching 80s basketball. I grew up watching those strong teams, those Detroit teams, those Laker teams, teams like that, those Celtic teams. And so when you see the generation changing, it's almost like a culture shock for a basketball purist. Like, I'm sure David can attest to himself.
Well, they got to – you know what? I'm just hearing them – Dave, you probably agree with me that they have to hire this guy for FIBA games and for international – you know, do play-by-play on international events.
I think he'd be great at that. I mean, he's always wanted to do radio too, so I think this is probably –
okay, good audition. Look, one last question. We got to leave in a second, but Josh, I wanted to ask you this. I read a book about St. Anthony's, a very good book by Adrian Wojnarowski, and you were in the book. There was a really good passage about you. And one of the quotes about your old high school and your old high school coach, you said at the time, this is when you were on the Nets, this is a couple years ago, and you said, give me a couple more years, maybe I could say that I'm really happy, maybe I could come back and donate a whole lot of money, a couple more years, I could say I'm happy. What about now, in Iran, doing what you're doing, are you happy?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you something, that's really my goal. Bob Hurley is probably one of, and you know what, unequivocally the best coach I've ever played for, the best human being I've ever had the pleasure of being around, so my goal is to dump as much money back into St. Anthony's as I possibly can, because those people they truly do a lot and they get very little credit for it. Sister Allen, Sister Felicia, the people that run that place. So, yeah, inevitably that's the goal, but that place is remarkable. It is remarkable.
Dave Roth, Wall Street Journal writer. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
And Josh Moore, the big man in Iran. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Mike, thanks for having me. And I'm very, very disappointed that Allison is off today. I've had a crush on her since 93.
Well, we're going to play it, and we're going to play it and tape that for her. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Have a good day.
All right. Allison is off, but we have four.
Second best?
Yeah, I know. No. That's not what I was going to say. I'm the second best.
Oh, okay.
We have the regular.
Yeah.
A1 Blue Ribbon, mm-hmm. NBA quality newscaster,
totally.
Rachel Martin.
Thank you.
Could you bring us some news, Rach?
I will, as soon as I have my music.